Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. We've been off for 2 straight weeks. And now we're back live. Well, almost all of us. The lovely Noah's here.
Only the important ones.
Noah's here, Sid's here, our good friend Lonnie's here.
What's up?
The man who married a woman from Rockford, Illinois.
And he's wearing his Rockford t-shirt today to
Rockford
represent.
Ice hog.
Correct. Yeah, get it straight.
Sorry, whatever.
What exactly is an ice hog?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right.
Really
Sid,
cold hogs. Sorry.
Are you really looking for consistency in the convention of naming minor league hockey teams?
I would like a little consistency. I want them to be actual creatures that I can find in the wilderness.
The ice hog?
I don't think you could actually find an ice hog.
Well, not in the wilderness.
In the tundra?
Yeah, in like Antarctica, I guess.
Those damn ice hogs.
So there's
only
like
three alive.
Oh, what? No, they're domesticated ice hogs, is what he's saying. Metal Injection Livecast. Oh, sorry.
I was just
going to
say Zach Beetz is the backup goalie for the Rockford Ice Hogs.
So that's what he does in Rockford, Illinois.
Just so his dad could, shoot pucks at him.
So you may have noticed, because the levels are not spiking right now, that Rob is not here. Rob is away.
Yay. Wait, am I not supposed to cheer? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You're allowed.
Everyone at home is cheering, too.
It's nice not to have vomit all over the table.
Right.
Or
AIDS.
But Rob is in Amsterdam, is that right?
I think right now, yeah, that's where he is.
He went to London, to Paris, and to Amsterdam.
Oh, he's a jet setter. He's all over the place, isn't he? So he won't be here this week. He'll probably be back next week, unfortunately.
There's a chance he might call in.
That's right. Isn't it like 4 a.m. over there?
Something like that, yeah. He probably won't call in. I'm doubting if he calls in.
If he's not passed out on some couch.
He probably won't remember what day it is.
But we do actually have a jam-packed show for you. We actually have a tribute to Rob, because I don't know if you remember, but when Michael Jackson died, Ron Artest made a Michael Jackson tribute song, which was great, which we basically played the shit out of it.
Wait, who's Ron Artest?
He's a basketball player, now currently is employed by the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, thank you.
And he started a riot once, didn't he?
Yeah,
okay, he didn't start the riot.
Whatever.
He helped escalate the riot.
He punched someone in the face.
I don't know sports, so.
But he's,
But you know riots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the part you pay attention to.
She's Israeli.
No, Riot, the band I know.
How could she not know riots, being from Israel?
Rubber bullets and all that.
So Ron Artest is an insane person. Happens to be famous. And he has so much disposable income that he just makes songs whenever the hell he feels like it. So he released that Michael Jackson song. And we thought, the fact that Rob's not here, we can pretend that he's dead, basically, for a week. And we made a tribute song that's a parody to that. So we'll be playing that later on in the show.
It's a humdinger.
We also have you want to introduce the other thing we have? Because I'm not exactly sure how to put it. But
what, the Juggalo?
Yeah. Well, I'll give a little background, though. Like about a couple of weeks ago, we found out about the ICP gathering, which is like a Woodstock of idiots. And it's where all the Insane Clown Posse fans get together.
You know, I think when you say that, you kind of give Twisted the shaft, because I think they're involved as well.
True. We wouldn't want to give Twisted the shaft.
No, you know, that's a weird sentence.
So we found a 15-minute infomercial of ICP and their gathering, like a promo for it. Well, apparently Noah knows somebody who's actually a juggalo.
No, I don't know anyone, and I don't, and I'm not sure that this is actually going to happen. So.
Really.
Are
you saying juggalos aren't reliable? How can you? How dare you?
I'm
saying that they're lazy and they don't have telephones.
Well, can you at least say what was supposed to happen?
Well, I know someone who has a friend who is a juggalo.
It's your ex-boyfriend, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's
no,
it's a friend from work, from Sirius.
Uh-huh.
Is his name Joa?
What?
I'm saying it's you that's the juggalo, but
you're
going to call in with a fake name.
By the way, Noah, your face paint looks lovely tonight.
Yes.
Why do you guys have to out me?
I'm sorry.
Well, after a while, we got tired of inning you. We had to do something else.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I started to walk funny.
Noah, you spilled Faygo all over me.
Is that what she calls it now?
If I know someone who's a juggler, is that close enough? Can
we
have them call in?
If we don't have the juggalo, we might as well.
My Uncle Maury.
Will they juggle live on air?
Yes.
Okay, well,
exactly.
Then, sure.
It'll be seamless. You won't even know what's going on.
Reminds me of the Steve Martin bit. You ever hear him do stand-up? He does this bit where he'd say, juggling was too hard for me, so I invented a new thing. I juggle in my mind. Here, watch this. Oh, damn.
Steve Martin is the best.
What a shitty juggler.
Yeah, he's awful.
But he's a good comedian and a good banjo player.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He is. No, he's the shit. So so what did everyone do with their 2 weeks off?
Noah? I think Noah was on Twitter for a whole 2 weeks.
No,
he's
I
on
wasn't.
Twitter now. I know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm trying to be productive for the sake of the show.
You had a very eventful 2 weeks, so tell us.
Two weeks? It's not really
two
weeks.
The past 2 weeks.
Yes.
The past two Fridays.
Okay.
I missed because I went to Israel.
And how was that?
For Fridays only.
Yeah, you were only there on the Sabbath.
Yeah, just for Shabbat.
That's a weird TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
It's literal. It's like, thank God it's the Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you took commuter flights there and you came back on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
That's
a go to Magic Carpet.
That's actually interesting. Do like do the Israeli
airlines
like do they fly on the Shabbos?
Well, I've flown to Israel before with like the the more Jewy airlines.
Jewy. That's the name of the airline, right?
Yeah.
Jewy Air.
Yeah. Jewy Air. But
every meal is the kosher meal.
Yeah,
and there's no pork or cheeseburgers.
Oh.
So this time I took Continental Airlines, and it was from Friday to Saturday, which usually the Jewy airlines don't really fly at those times. So it was really, really awesome because there were no, like, smelly Orthodox people on the flight. There were not a lot of people in the airport. It was great.
Would you say that flight was cheaper, though?
Because
then why wouldn't they be on that flight?
Yeah.
No, it was about the same price as usually.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Do they have like coach and then first class and then a concrete wall and the Palestinian section behind it?
No, the Palestinians sit on top of the airplane.
The luggage compartment.
Yeah, the luggage.
Because they do live there. I mean, it'd be funny if they took a plane and like the Jews made them sit in the engine or something.
No. They're allowed to fly with us.
So what did you do? Just go on vacation?
Yeah, I went to visit my grandmother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I ate food.
Did you eat Jewy food?
No.
What do they eat? They don't eat, like, bagels and lox, right?
It's like filter tacos.
I haven't even seen a bagel.
Pizza.
Pizza? It's mostly, like, falafel and shawarma.
Shawarma.
And, like, all these, like, cabbage salads and pickled stuff, which is awesome for bowel movements and passing gas.
Were you ever religious in your life?
No.
Not even like as a kid? You weren't brought up that way?
I was forced to go to yeshiva for 1 year, but that's only when I came to this country so I could learn English.
I actually had to do my bar mitzvah, and I learned it from this old guy who was like I guess a rabbi, but he looked like he's like the weirdest looking guy.
Jackie Mason.
No,
big.
He wasn't like that at all. He's like a real nebbishy guy and like
Jackie Mason.
So Jackie Mason to me is like forceful. You know, he's like
Woody Allen in that one scene and Take the Money and Run.
Yeah, he's
where
he's
he becomes
sort of like
the rabbi because he takes the experimental medication.
He's kind of like Woody Allen, but really tall.
Okay.
But he let me, like, all he did, this was the extent of my training. He recorded my Haftorah on a tape. And he's like, all right, learn this, and that's it, and come back in a week and read it. So I would just come back in a week and recite the fucking tape, and he'd be like, okay, get out of here. You're good. So I learned it phonetically, completely phonetically, which most of the time they would make you go and, like, read it out of in Hebrew.
Do you still remember it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I actually did half of it. They had a Spanish. I did it in a Spanish speaking shul.
No, they don't have those
that
things.
Does not exist.
Yes, they do.
It's called a shulio.
You never heard of Hispanic Jews?
No, they're not
real.
We've
heard
Jews.
Of you, but that's the only one we've heard of.
Spain used to be like, I don't want to get into the whole thing on the show, but like it used to be a Jewish country.
Welcome to Meddling Jukeshin.
Jukeshin. But I read part of it in Spanish too.
Wow.
Do you have any photos?
Yeah. Not on me.
Did that rabbi know that you weren't circumcised at that point?
No. Yeah. He tried. He wanted some of that.
He tried to see the dreidel.
He wanted that 13-year-old booty, but I didn't give it up.
What kind of food did they serve at said bar mitzvah?
I didn't have a reception. I just had a double ceremony with this other kid. Who, by the way, was horrible, and he studied for like 4 years.
Was this a friend of yours, or
no? They just double booked it for whatever. Like I did mine, and then he did his first, and I did mine after. But he was terrible. Like all the parts where the people are supposed to stand up, and they go like "Amen," which is like the Jewish "Amen," right? And they weren't doing it, and like I was watching people were getting. I was like, "It's a tough crowd. You know, I gotta go next." And this guy knows his shit. You know, he's been studying for 4 years, and I was just shitting a brick in my pants. And then I went, and I felt like I was at a Baptist revival or something. They were like, "Woo!" and standing, and you know, like clapping and shit. I was like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing at all. Like I was reading.
You just have a more supportive family than that kid.
It wasn't even. It was like 10, 15 of my family were there, and the rest it was full, like a full house. And
so there were strangers getting up and cheering for you.
Not really cheering, but they were like loudly reinforcing the lines that they're supposed to. It was just pretty crazy. And then I never spoke another word of Hebrew again in my life.
Until right now, we're
go ahead.
Give me the shofar sound. Wait, I gotta find it. I'm in charge of the. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam. That's enough. No one wants to hear that shit. Metalheads are atheists.
Your pronunciation really isn't that far off.
I don't think it was off at all, is it?
Little Miss Expert.
But she just came from Israel, I expect.
So?
I didn't just come from
Israel. What did I even say? I don't even know what I said. Lord God of the universe or something?
No, it's
lightsabers.
Like, no. It's bless you, God, King of the world.
The universe.
Universe.
Wait, so it's not even God bless you? It's bless. We're blessing God.
Yeah.
Since when do we have that power?
That's kind of redundant.
Where he sneezes.
Yeah. He's got enough. He could bless himself if he needs it. He doesn't need our help.
Jesus Christ. That was very inappropriate, actually.
I actually went to it's pronounced Kfar Nachum.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Which is where Jesus...
I think that was one of the bands of Death and No Death.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a band that Matt Heafy from Trivium was in, and I always thought it was pronounced Kfarnum, but in Hebrew... Kfarnum, whatever. In Hebrew, it's pronounced the way that I pronounced it before.
So. Do it again.
Kfar Nachum.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that spawned off Crotch Duster, that band?
No, because it was like a serious death metal band. Crotch Duster was like a joke.
Crotch Duster was a side joke project of somebody that was in Kfarnum, though.
Of Jason Sukoff. I think he was their producer.
Oh, the producer. I thought it was his band.
Sorry, I don't know.
Listen, don't sleep on Crotch Duster. Crotch Duster is the
shit. I promise you, I will never sleep on Crop Duster.
We should
or Crotch Duster.
We should add some Crotch Duster.
I already forgot
to your playlist.
Lonnie should start an anti Crotch Duster Facebook group.
No, I'm no cynic.
Be proactive.
Lonnie would.
You know what? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Darren.
No, Lonnie's mocking Crotch Duster, but Lonnie would like Crotch Duster.
Can probably. I just say,
Lonnie likes everything.
I like that Lonnie just apologized for talking over you. Rob would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Lonnie.
We're next to each other, and he's bigger than me. I think he might
beat me up.
Ooh.
A lot of rage.
No fat jokes on this show.
No.
Are you kidding? Look who's talking. You're like the queen of the fat jokes.
No, she just means Lonnie can't make them.
You know, it's funny. I was putting together the second best of. So I was listening to a lot of our clips, and like, I couldn't believe how many Noah fat jokes there were. Like every 30 seconds, it seems like there's another fat joke. Like, oh, you guys, I want to do
Wait,
a real.
Wait, I made a fat joke.
No,
yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
I made fat jokes.
Absolutely.
I started writing down the times, like, so I can. I want to pull all of them. And just play them together.
And she's making fat jokes on who in particular?
All of us.
Yeah, well, it's accurate for the most part.
Mostly Rob, but like second place is me, and then on Sid is like close third.
I didn't even know.
No, I think it's funny. I'm gonna put them all in a reel and just play it on the next show.
Well, that'll be great because I could use that as my demo reel.
Right.
When I apply to jobs.
Okay.
So that could just be a show now.
Your job at a fat camp.
Yeah. She could have a reality show where all she does is walk down the streets and be like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up? You're fat. The end. Just keep walking.
You're fat. You should die.
In case people aren't aware.
I agree with you, Sid.
Fuck you.
I think I'd watch that show just to see the reaction on people's faces.
I like that.
Because people get coddled their whole life. These fat people get told that they're, no, you're big, but you're fine. You look all
right. You're big boned. You're
voluptuous. But then you get Noah walking up, a little 3-foot-tall piece of sex walking up to you and be like, hey, what's up, fatso? And then she just leaves, and that's the end. You're shattering lives.
I like that.
I would watch. I would watch.
Coming up next week on Noah calling people fat. We need a name for that, though.
And then as they're standing there awestruck, I would run up behind them and fart on them.
Wow.
That's the end of the show.
I think this would be on the Logo Network.
G4, I think.
So do you get the Logo Network?
I don't know. Is that the gay one?
Yeah. Please, stop.
What does Logo stand for? I mean, the L and the G are obvious. What are the O's?
Lovers of Gay Orifices.
Oh, wow.
So
all right.
I think that's pretty apparent.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are one.
I have on demand for that. Oh.
Wow.
The gay orifice is talking back to us.
Speaking of gay orifices, when do you think Rob might call in?
Well, who knows if he's even going to call in, because it's like 4 in the morning over there.
Still?
Yeah.
No, but
time goes slower. 4 in the morning, damn.
He probably ate too many space cakes and he's like passed out.
You'd think he'd be up, though. I mean, he's on vacation. He should be like doing something, right?
My Coke?
Why don't we call him?
I tried before and it went straight to voicemail.
Let's hear his voicemail.
How will...
Wow.
We
can't do that.
Yeah. We could
really?
Do it through Skype, but...
Let's not tempt fate and get ourselves disconnected somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
Just leave things
alone. Finally got on.
Yeah. Everything will be
you
right.
Got on.
I mean, do you think he's like, actually going to get laid this trip?
No, unless he pays for it. No.
He's in Amsterdam, though.
So he should pay for it and get some. Just do it. Get a good-looking girl.
I don't know.
If I was there with them, I would be paying for sex every night with really good-looking women.
You really would go to a whore?
No question. It's legal there.
You've said that to me off the air.
What's the difference, though?
What do you mean?
It's legal there. Who cares?
So it's not like I'm...
get a whore here.
Huh? Because here it might be an undercover cop, and that would be embarrassing. I don't want to have to call up anyone I know to bail me out.
But you're saying on the air that you'd fuck a whore, so what's the difference?
Because there it's a legal thing. It's just a business transaction. That's fine.
No, I'm saying why would you be embarrassed for someone to know you got busted?
Because then, I don't know, because that's illegal.
Would you be?
But there's no difference.
It's like the when in
saying.
Rome kind of thing, when in Amsterdam.
But you'd be, wait, I'm
so
trying
wait,
to understand.
Hold on, there's like a million things you could say there then. It's the when in Rome thing.
Yeah.
Wait, you going to Rome too?
Sure. Is prostitution legal there? I'll totally go.
Well, so if you were in a place where, like, dudes just all had sex with each other, you'd be like, yeah, I'm in Rome.
No,
that
I'm just...
Sex with a dude.
What
That's
I'm
what
saying,
you're saying to me.
No,
basically.
Not exactly.
If you were in a place where every single person only listened to Cynic, you'd be like,
I wouldn't go. I would never
I'm
go there. I would never go there.
You didn't know about that
what
until
if,
you got there.
What if there was a transfer over there on your desk, like on the flight, and you had to stop there before you reached your final destination?
I
you
just
had
hang
to
out at the airport.
What if they did in the airport too?
Did what?
Had sex with dudes.
What kind of airport is this? That makes no sense.
Larry Craig.
It's,
yeah.
It's on the Logo Network, actually.
That's the Logo Airport.
We
Logo
need to
Air.
Sit an internship at Logo.
Yeah.
To see if the one in Rome thing is really true. But no.
Logo is it's an office building. It's not a separate country.
I don't believe you that you would do a prostitute, though. I don't believe you.
I totally would if she was really good looking. Why not?
Because I don't know.
There are really good looking prostitutes here, I'm sure.
But they, but
especially in Atlantic
City. I just feel like.
By the way.
I'm seeing Noah's tweet right now. It's very upsetting to me. You fucking bitch. I don't know.
I put a fat joke in there too, Noah, just for.
It's all about having an experience. You go to Amsterdam. I'm not a pot smoker, but I would smoke pot there. I'm not somebody who frequents. Hookers,
yep.
But if I'm going there, I'm going to partake.
But it's not like you never smoke pot, but you've never fucked a hooker.
But I fucked plenty of women that were disposable. Well, not, I don't know. I don't know about plenty, a few.
To be fair, what woman isn't disposable?
Also true.
How do you define disposable?
Just someone that I couldn't care less if they lived or died, really.
But it's you feel that way about
doing
everyone.
Doing it for the sake of doing it.
Yeah. You feel that way about everyone.
But you,
no.
You kill them all when you're done anyway, so you kind of have to do that.
Well, yeah, I guess. Whatever justifies it in my mind makes it all right.
I have some more stuff to ask you about that, but I should get out the number first because we've been on for like a half an hour already. You can call us at 646-929-1357, and I believe we're logged on to
yes,
AIM.
Certainly
we have a screen name. It's MI Livecast, MILIVECAST. So IM us, so call us.
And
I'm currently having conversations.
I'd
with
like
two
to
people.
Give a shout out to the two people on Twitter that are listening to us, the Noob or Shinobi, and the Turner side.
Shinobi actually helped us out a lot with that. With that desk though, because I was sitting there trying to put the show together, and like, oh, this is a good idea. Let's use that. Wait, where the hell is it? And like, we now have like 32 shows or something. So. He's
like the metal injection intern.
He's like Rain
yeah.
Man. He's like, oh, episode 1, episode 19, yeah, definitely. And,
at least someone's paying attention.
He's
yeah.
a good guy. I'm just joking around, so don't get mad and stalk us and kill us.
He might call in later, I think. I told him to call in.
Oh, cool. All right. So, but the whore thing, this is what I don't understand. Maybe it's me, because I have, like, OCD and I'm germophobic at times, you know? But, like, I just feel...
Wait. Sorry.
What?
You're
OCD,
but you're germophobic only at times? Isn't
yeah.
that the definition of OCD, then, you're germophobic at all times?
No, because it's not a fluid thing. Like, there's certain things that don't bother me and certain things that do bother me.
Okay.
Like, my room's a mess, you know, like, my house is a mess.
Right.
I don't sit there and scrub my floor
but
with
it's
a
your
toothbrush.
Mess, so it's okay.
So
no,
real OCD people would say you're a poser.
Yeah.
Basically.
No,
okay.
Most of my OCDs
are... You're like a fair-weather OCD.
Yeah.
Most of my OCDs are mental, like, you know, like word-related or counting stuff.
And the way you position your Pepsi cans?
Yeah, like symmetry and stuff like that. But, like, just I think the whore thing, it's more like I'll have an irrational fear of having AIDS when I'm done, even if I'm really, like, careful about it.
What if you counted the whores and they were in symmetry?
There was like three of them on each side.
Yeah, yeah. They were exact equal.
With descent, breast size
they,
in descending order.
They might even be perpendicular.
That'd be fine.
Both at acute
it.
Angles. Really?
Have a winner.
But they say that no two breasts are ever symmetrical, so what do you do?
They are when they're fake.
Yeah.
Oh, so you only go for girls with fake boobs?
No, it's nothing to do with that. Listen, that's a you know that's taking it too far. Like,
yeah.
It's when it's like a... My computer being straight on the table or whatever.
Right.
I'm not going to kick a girl out because she's like one mole on her left ass cheek, you know. Get out.
Bite
I can't
that thing
to.
Off. Gnaw it off.
But I don't know. I mean, my OCD is way down from when I was a kid. Like, when I was a kid, I'd have shit that I couldn't even leave my room, you know.
Except when you had to go practice your... bar mitzvah speech. You left your room.
Yeah, but it was difficult. It took me 10 hours.
Oh my God.
No, I have had bad ones though. Like I couldn't go to school on some days, you know. But I had therapy for that, and I had meds. Like I was when Prozac actually first came out, I was on Prozac.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And trailblazer.
I was a guinea pig.
You know, like the Clyde Drexler.
Well, you know what?
Trailblazer.
Prozac was actually like Viagra. Like I couldn't like, I would have a boner for like 2 days straight.
Wow. Whoa.
No, I was about 15, 16.
Well, at that age, you have a boner all the time anyway.
You know, yeah, you do, but you don't. You know
how does
I mean?
That fit in class?
I'm talking about nonstop.
That's when you go to a whore.
Yeah, see?
I had a
circle.
I had a pretty steady girlfriend from when I was 16 to 20. And on and off, like, we would hate each other and love each other and, you know, break up and get back together, so. But, yeah, the boner thing, like, I'm talking about constant, like, just constant. Like, if I would, like, crank out a nut, it would be, like, back in, like, 3 minutes.
Jesus.
And just not, unless I didn't take my pill.
Wow.
But then I would have really bad rituals, so I just dealt with it.
God damn.
Yeah.
But now it's all right.
The hardest thing about it was peeing.
No, the hardest thing about it was your penis.
Yeah.
It was pointing in the air.
Well, it couldn't. Like, yeah. Like, I had to take a real...
See, now we know why you jizzed on your ceiling that time. It all ties in.
No,
you just love aiming your penis to the sky.
I actually had that was actually a crazy story. Why? I think I told it on the show, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you separately or if it was on the show. I don't remember.
What, the post-circumcision masturbation?
Oh, was
that
on
was
air?
Definitely on the air.
Yeah.
I forgot.
We've referenced that many times since.
I wasn't sure if it was like you referencing something I said off the air.
No, that was definitely told on the air. That was like a 2-part series.
Well, we're 1/2 hour in, so I don't know if you guys want to take a music break, but I have to go to the bathroom.
You want to take a music break?
I was trying to disguise the fact that I have to go foul the bathroom.
Just got to make a boom boom.
Foul the bathroom.
Yeah, and I don't want to do a live remote. So.
All right, so before we go to this music break, wait, hold on, let me just, the Turner side asked if we can play a band that he likes on the show, so of course I said yes, because that's what we're here for.
Okay.
So if anyone doesn't like what I'm about to play, it's not our fault, it's his fault, and everything else should be awesome. So The Fall of Troy goes out to you, the Turner side, and then everything else. All right, and we'll be right back.
This is Chuck Flandington reminding you, talk nasty, breathe fire, smell rotten, you're a liar, diseased health hazard, scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you we'll be right back with more of the Metal Injection Livecast. At metalinjection.net/livecast. Do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that.
And we're back.
Hi, everybody.
I love finger-banging stepmoms.
How many have you finger-banged?
Anyone that I can find.
Really? You mean
if I find out that a lady is somebody's stepmom, the word step has barely left her lips, and I'm already two fingers in.
What was the oldest woman you had sex with?
A year older than me at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
That was when Sid was 47.
It's true. So. Cloris Leachman, she was a hell of a lady.
I went out with a girl.
Cloris Leachman was never 48, so that's a lie. Sorry.
She was hot when she was in high anxiety, though. In a fugly way, like I'm saying. But
she was hot in a fugly way. I don't know what that means.
Well, you know what? Come on, you know what I mean.
Could that be my new... I'll make a profile on Match.com, and that'll be my description. Sid is hot in a fugly way.
Didn't you ever see a girl that, like, if you just took her looks at face value, she's not that hot, but there's something about her that makes her hot?
And if you did, you should call the number at...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Professional.
646-929-1357. That was my fault. We kept talking about how we should give the number out right after the...
No, you just set it up. That's all.
Perfect.
That was good stuff right there.
And I'm so honest that I'm apologizing. I could have covered it.
I cannot believe how professional Lonnie is. I just wish that we could have him every Friday.
And not Rob.
And not Rob.
Yeah.
But he, I don't know, like, oh, go ahead.
Nope. I just really wanted to gasp. No, I really don't have anything to say. Sorry. Unprofessional.
Oh, no.
Oh, Rob's already getting mad that Lonnie's here. Yeah, we
fuck that guy.
Rob, we replaced you with Lonnie.
Cut it out.
No, really.
You really did.
You really did. I'm serious.
Come on, guys.
That's true.
Oh, God.
We've changed the locks. We've changed the locks on the Metal Injection Studio.
But I was going to say that when I was 20, I went out with a girl who told me she was, I think, 25, okay? And she was married, but she was separated. And
what?
She was separated
this
from her husband.
This is already a mess.
Yeah. It was a mess, but I was a mess. I had just broke up with my first real girlfriend. So, we screwed around, three times. And then she's like, oh, I might go back with my husband, but I really like you a lot, la da 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 da. So, whatever. It ended. And then, I would say, 10 years later, I met up with her. Okay?
Ooh.
And she looked so old.
Did you bang her?
No. She was back with her husband and stayed with him for good. And I said, in my head, how is she so fucking old? She was 5 years older than me. It turned out that she lied about her age, and she was really 15 years older than me. Like, she knocked 10 years off. So she was 35 at the time I met her, and she was 45 when I ran into her again.
Can I ask you a question, Dad?
Yeah.
When you met her 10 years later, did she have a 9-year-old son that was really good at song parodies?
No comment.
The thing is, though, you guys met at Woodstock. And to be fair, anything goes there.
That's true.
No, she was actually...
40th anniversary.
Like a not born in this country. She was Colombian.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She had
is it
real,
Shakira?
Yeah, she had a real thick accent.
And a big booty.
Yeah. And big tetas, too.
What was her name?
Her name was Guadalupe.
Interesting.
No.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her. She lived down the block from me on East 18th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She lived between...
Give out the address.
Yeah.
Is she still living there?
No, not at all. She was actually in the process of moving when I bumped into her again.
And how recently was this that you bumped into her again?
She wasn't your cleaning lady.
I met her when I was 20, so probably 5 years ago.
So she's 50 now? You banged a 50-year-old.
No, I didn't.
Wow.
You totally did.
You banged an old lady.
I think we might have a caller on the Zach Beats hotline.
Tell us about whatever 50-year-old ladies you fuck. I mean, if you're a dude.
And you're on the air, 989.
Hello.
Yo, what up? That was really just me, though.
Oh, that was Lonnie. You totally tricked me.
Oh.
Yeah,
all right, well, we lost you. But
very
call back.
Very disappointing.
So I think we should go into that Rob tribute parody that we did.
Oh,
if you miss Rob, though, you should give us a call.
Or if you are Miss Rob, give us a call.
The thing is, I don't ever know the number, so I can only set it up.
It's right behind you.
Yeah, I don't have eyes in the back of my head.
646-929-1357.
And also,
bam.
The screen name is MI Livecast.
Yes.
On AIM.
I believe our phone number spells out Hot Salami.
Wow.
If only.
In a really weird way. So Darren put together a song about our true feelings for Rob.
Well, the Ron Artest song was so uplifting and moving and inspirational about Michael, so I thought, what are our feelings about Rob? And let's put those into a song. So it's exactly the opposite.
Oh, okay.
And here it is on the Metal Injection Livecast. Yo, on some real shit. Robert, stay in Europe. Yo, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. So don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Where no one can tell you hi. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. Don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early. Not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, so for it. Looking like Bert at a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. All right, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants, I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie, so don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit, so don't come back. Don't come back. Stop, everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke, and it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, passing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here is missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris and don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. They probably have Funyuns. And don't come back. Yo, Rob. Seriously, I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you.
Over it.
No, really.
I'm over it. Oh, good.
Europe.
That sucked. Too far.
too far. Overhead.
And we're back.
Best song ever.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I've listened to this show like twice, and that might be the most heartfelt thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah,
on
definitely.
Show. Yeah.
Definitely.
We're all about honesty in that song, Perry.
All two times I've heard it, definitely.
So basically, you've listened the two times you listened were the two times you were here.
Right.
And you had
no
choice. No,
this counts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So is that three then?
I don't want to do math. It's too late on a Friday.
I really wanted Rob to hear that, though, the first time.
Yeah.
He heard it up in heaven.
I like the part.
We'll be back next year.
I like the part where you sing that the vomit puddles in his shoe, because it just keeps going and going and going.
It's relentless.
Like Rob.
Oh, that was really good.
Oh, don't come back.
If anybody would like to call in on the Zach Beats hotline and tell us what they thought of the song, the number is 646-929-1357.
Cut it out.
What? That's really the number?
Yeah.
Jeez. Get off my
phone. No, no. He's telling you to get circumcised.
Oh.
Oh.
Again?
I'm going to kill Sid when he's not looking.
Wow. That's.
So he's not on vacation. He's just hiding
in
the shadows.
We have that on tape now.
Yeah.
So he's in trouble.
It's okay. Nobody cares about Sid anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucked up. Fair point. No, that's fucked up. I mean, not fair point. Not what I meant to say.
Sure.
Now my
phone. Oh, you, Sid. Oh. Hope you die.
And looks like we've got someone calling.
512, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey!
Hey, it's this? Novi.
Oh, how you doing? I didn't recognize your area code.
Huh?
I didn't recognize your area code.
Oh, right.
How you doing? What'd you think of the song?
Dude, that I've been listening to like the podcast for so long, and that's by far the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. I hope Rob feels the same way about it. Otherwise, I don't want to be around
him. He's talking about it in limbo right now.
Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I heard a joke. Now he reminded me. What are Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett getting for Christmas?
Patrick Swayze?
Correct.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Although I heard he's doing better, though. I saw like a
really?
Picture of him, and he like looked like a little bit.
They always do better before they die. That's what
That's
they
so
say.
Nice.
Who's they?
People who are dying.
Oh.
No, you have such a bright outlook on life. I always look to you when I'm depressed.
What a fat bitch.
Jesus.
Didn't somebody have a good...
Patrick Swayze, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Didn't somebody have a good Patrick Swayze joke at the comedy show we were at on Monday, Noah?
Oh, I don't remember.
I believe one of the comedians made some kind of joke to the effect of how long after Patrick Swayze dies do you think... Whoopi Goldberg will wait to call Demi Moore just to fuck with her.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
good.
That's pretty much the reaction the crowd gave, but I appreciated the joke.
Is that because of the movie good. Eddie?
Yes. Patrick Swayze played the dog. Was there a dog in that movie? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Shinobi.
No, Eddie was the dog from Frank.
We have another caller.
Oh,
we're
going
to move forward.
Sorry.
But thanks for calling us and liking Darren's parody.
And thanks for helping out with the best of, too. You helped a lot finding a couple of clips.
No problem, dude.
And he's got a fan interaction idea that we can do. Maybe call back later and share that idea with us.
All right,
cool.
Thanks.
All right, later.
All right. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I think we have another caller on the Zach Beats hotline.
We have 815.
Hello? Hello?
Tooth Ganache.
This is Zach Beats, actually.
Oh! What's going on, sir? Zach Beats on the Zach Beats hotline.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I should have known by the zip code.
Yeah.
Oh, you failed.
You mean the area code, but close enough.
Well, no, we see your zip code.
What is the zip code? Do you have a memorized one?
He doesn't want to give it out.
Is it on the shirt?
No. They normally don't list zip codes on shirts.
Lame.
Except for the Ice Hogs.
Yeah.
They're innovators.
We can just ask Zach what his zip code is.
Why are we going to do that?
Why not?
Because what if there's, like, you know, some, like, Obama-hating person that, you know, knows about his leaning?
I'll just tell you it starts with 61082. So, and I won't tell you the four-digit thing.
Six. But, yeah. Yeah, I want to do a request some music.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are... Yeah, I want to hear some Necrophagist.
We might have a problem because Rob has all the music, and Rob is out in Amsterdam.
How about if instead someone writes that word down on a piece of paper? Is that kind of like hearing the song?
Because Noah just did that.
Yeah.
Well, for the next time,
yeah,
I take right,
no, we'll save that up.
Isn't it necrophagist?
No, well,
it doesn't matter.
I believe it's Naglfar.
Naglfar is a different band.
I think it's the same band.
It's not the same band.
Have they ever toured together?
No.
Have you ever seen them in the same room with each other?
What
same fucking band?
What's the Haps in Rockford? What's going on?
Nothing
I'm
much.
Addressing
you. Oh, you want to hear an interesting story about finally getting to smoke weed?
Please.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was like just pissed off. And, you know, took off for, like, 3 days and went and stayed at my friend's house. And we went and got, like, a quarter of dro or whatever, you know, some just it was really good weed. And I smoked, like fucking 10 hits, just, like, bam, 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 bam. And then, I don't know, like, paranoia and the fact that I hadn't, like, smoked in 7 months, like, I just had the worst horrible high I've ever had in my life. Like, I...
Like
there was one point where, like, what?
That'll work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I swear to God, I thought I was, like, the Antichrist or something. Like, I was, like, all depressed and shit, and I thought that there's no way, like, I have to be the Antichrist. Like, everything in my mind seemed like that was the truth. Like, I realized
that would
that
make
weed,
you depressed.
Weed doesn't, like, cause
the
shit, but, huh?
I'd be sort of psyched if I realized I was the Antichrist.
Yeah, I was flipping this. I was fucking crazy, dude.
Are you sure you only did weed, though? I mean,
I don't know. The other people I was with didn't have that kind of effect. I don't know. Maybe I'm just,
did
like,
you get some of that weed laced with Werther's Originals? She'll fuck you up.
Did you realize then you just got a smoothie from Panera Breads?
What? You want to lunch? They have smoothies there?
Yeah, no, they just spiked it. With a little extra sugar.
That that energy boost.
Yeah, right.
You gotta watch out for the boosts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get you every time. And it makes the smoothie taste crappy.
I wish that I could hallucinate from smoking weed. It just doesn't happen anymore.
It wasn't like hallucinating. It was just like I felt really shitty. And like I felt like I was, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Well, are you still being piss tested, though?
They said, my parents, when I came back, they're like, oh, well, we're gonna piss test you every week. But, hasn't happened yet.
Did they say the word piss test, though?
No.
They say
PP
test.
Drug test.
Appropriate.
But, like, when did... Are they testing you or not?
They said they're going to,
wait,
but they haven't yet.
Isn't urine considered a sin, though? Isn't, like, going to the bathroom considered sinful?
What?
What? I don't know. Don't...
What, is
don't...
he Amish?
I thought his parents
sure.
were.
Into a butter churn.
But, I mean, Christian's
How
Piss.
How would that be possible? Yeah.
It's a good band, Christian's Piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was,
blast.
You know, like to expel waste from your body was a sin.
Now you're just making shit up.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
I thought, like,
we're
supposed to
ever.
Just hold it all in? What would you put?
You're not supposed to acknowledge it. I don't know.
You're thinking of masturbation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not about urinating or defecating.
Noah's with a man so rarely that she confuses the bodily fluids. Oh, and she just shot me a look like you have no idea. But
she's gargling.
Did you get any in Israel?
No.
You didn't, like, hook up with a hot Israeli dude or anything?
No, because I'm not really attracted to, like, the average Israeli guy. It's not really...
Is that where the wailing wall is?
Too much hair.
What's wrong with
Sorry,
the average...
Go ahead.
Noah's, Shinobi says, every time you have to piss, you should say, I have to take a wicked sin. It's a suggestion.
Hey, Zach, if Noah came to Rockford, where would be the first place you would take her?
Besides that would
a JMK Nippon.
There's nothing in Rockford to go to. Yeah, JMK,
so,
I guess.
But you have, like, dates, right? I mean,
Chinese Super Buffet off Sandy Hollow.
They have a Chinese buffet around us. That's pretty good. But
you guys really need to exchange numbers so next time Lonnie is in town, he can take you to lunch. Like, seriously. He could be like a little meet and greet with the fans.
Yep.
Or he can kidnap you and bring you back to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I wouldn't take a date to a Chinese buffet, though.
No, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just.
That is why you never get laid, Darren.
The girl I dated for 3 years, every year on her birthday.
She was a Chinese buffet.
This girl, Colleen, every year on her birthday, I was like, we'll go out to eat wherever you want to go. Chinese buffet.
Listen.
I said,
really?
I will take you anywhere. She's like, take me to the place where it's all you can eat food for $12.
Was she Jewish?
No, she was Irish.
She wasn't even paying anyway. What difference?
Was she a badass?
No.
Was she? Well.
She's very low maintenance in that way.
Was she, all right, let's rephrase the question that Zach asked you. Was she anywhere near a chubby?
She wasn't as thin as Noah, but she wasn't fat.
Oh, okay. You said you liked fat girls, so right?
Colleen was not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that I specifically like fat girls. It's that they're just easier to attain.
I find it hard to believe.
It's not that I like fat girls. It's that I don't like challenges.
Ah, I don't think you're a bad-looking guy, Sid. I don't know what, like...
Instead of going for the gold, he goes for, like, sixth place.
That's bronze.
Oh, never mind.
He's like, hold on.
Bronze. It's fine with me. You're still up there on the podium.
Sorry, sixth placers.
Sid goes for the aluminum foil girl.
Sixth place would be, like, a fucking handicap. It's like a tap and a re-re.
That's mean.
Tap and a re-re, which, I mean, depending on what the handicap is, it could happen.
I could hook you up with my sister.
How old is your sister?
She's, I don't know, 20.
Oh.
Is she like a mental case, like a Christian, or is she, like, together?
She's a PETA member. She's, like, a hardcore animal rights activist.
You didn't mention this last time. I didn't know you had a sister.
I have, like, 4 sisters.
Oh, you did. You actually did. You said you had, like, stepsisters from your mother's old stepmother's marriage. But, like, what?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is your sister, like, at odds with your parents? Because they're all, like, Republican, right?
Yeah, no, she's like Republican and shit, too. They're all fucking douchebags, really.
A Republican PETA member?
That's what I was going to say.
Who said
PETA? I don't
know.
She's got her shit PETA mixed up, man.
Noah just was in Israel for 2 weeks, so PETA is like...
They wipe their ass with PETA over there.
They do everything with PETA.
And they give you the falafel.
It would grow on trees if there are any trees there, because it's the desert. They plant them. But,
grows on Palestinian corpses.
Jesus Christ.
What, like we have Palestinian listeners. Who am I offending? Rob's in Europe. He can't hear. He's Palestinian, right?
Amsterdam is close to Iraq, right? Isn't it?
Pretty much.
It's from Iran, not Iraq.
It's right there, yeah.
Same thing.
It's one letter off.
Yeah, really.
Come on.
You guys are so racist.
He's in
like 3 train stops.
Necrophagist and Nagelfar, Iran, Iraq, all the same fucking thing.
Rob's in Amsterdam right now. With a Q. All right, Zach. Are you on any drugs right now, Zach?
Am I what?
Are you on any drugs now?
Like 80 ounces of Mountain Dew, but other than that, no.
Oh, me too, man. Right on with the Mountain Dew.
That's some shit.
Regular or like Code Red?
Is it? I work at fast food, so I get free drinks. So I just like Mountain Dew regular from the fountain.
Nice.
You work at where is it?
I work at Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had Taco Bell in so long. I miss it. I miss Taco Bell.
Yeah, when I went to college, I went to Brooklyn College. I'm like a block away from Brooklyn College,
yep.
which was a Taco Bell, which isn't there anymore.
No, I think it closed like halfway through my time at Brooklyn College, which
yeah, but
very sad.
Through my
closed
entire...
in 1975.
Oh,
that's the old joke. No, when I went there, I used to eat Taco Bell not nonstop.
White Castle? Did you go to the White Castle?
Occasionally, yeah. White Castle was the thing after Met games because we used to go to Shea Stadium, and then there was a shuttle bus that that came back and left you right by Brooklyn College in like one stop. And we used to get off and just go to White Castle and then take a bus home. That was the day. Those were the days. They stopped that in 2000, I think.
Zach's favorite fast food besides Taco Bell, since you work there, you can't really say it.
Are you asking me what favorite is?
Favorite, yeah. You.
Culver's? I don't know, Culver's, man. Culver's pretty good. Probably,
Nice shakes. Try that pumpkin shake. Delicious.
Rob, I mean...
Life-changing.
IHOP. Is that fast food?
Lonnie just likes proving that he's been to Rob. Yeah.
Name dropping 101.
His t-shirt is not enough. Sorry.
You're the only one that ever bought that shirt.
We should you should twit pick that t-shirt, Noah, so the fans could see the t-shirt.
No, you don't really need to do that, but thanks.
I think we're going to do it.
Okay.
So, Zach, do you have like an escape plan ready? Like, when do you turn 18?
I turn 18, I think, in exactly 104 days or something. I've got a countdown.
Wow, you have the days.
Thanksgiving.
Around Thanksgiving. So do you have a plan to get the fuck out of your house or what?
I'm just going to couch surf for the rest of my life, something like that.
Just going to find a rich broad.
Yeah, listen.
It's nice in Palatine.
Of what?
Sorry.
It's another town, I guess?
I'm going to stop now.
I like it.
I was going to say, if metal injection ever gets big enough that we need interns, you know, look into that.
We got a few lined up.
All right, Zach. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. See you, man.
Thanks. Look,
guys.
Good luck. You're escaping. We're going to do, I think you want to take a break before we do this?
Yeah, but before we do, we have to thank the person who did the background music for our parody song.
Do you want to say who it is? Am I allowed to?
No. Let Noah.
All right, go ahead.
No, I don't want to say
who
it is.
Fit.
Am I saying his name or am I saying who he is?
Thank you, Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Right. Here we go.
Well, you brought it up.
Thanks,
I wasn't going to say anything.
I appreciate it. And
that's enough. We just say we thank the person and that's it.
How about thank you, Lonnie Berman?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play a song by the guy's band. Who it is?
No, we just have to say thank you for the, and that's it.
And you don't have to say who it is, or just say thank you?
Yeah. I don't think anyone will know who it is anyway.
That's retarded. Like, he's not getting any acknowledgement then. All right, I'll let it go, but it's still retarded.
You're retarded.
All right. Thank you, person with no name, for helping us with the Ron Artest song. He actually, I won't say who it is, because he yelled at me.
His name is Bagger Vance. Right.
He's a legend. Yeah.
He actually, we couldn't fade out the vocals on the Ron Artest song, so he re-recorded the whole thing, playing the guitar.
And it sounds a lot better.
It does. It sounds better than the original.
All Noah did was, she was like, hey, do this, and then like a day later.
So that's that. And when we come back,
the woman wields the pussy.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
His name rhymes with Mingvay Malmsteen.
Oh, shit!
Rhymes with Mingvay Malmsteen.
Thor would be so offended right now.
Whoever could that be?
Yingwei Shmingwei.
We're going to we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do a little on-the-spot thrash it or trash it. We're going to go into the magic box of doom, a.k.a. box
Noah's
of...
vagina.
No, that's the other one. That's the box of pleasure. That's the locked chastity belt box of pleasure. No, we're going to go into the promo box and see what garbage is in there that we can assess on the air. So we'll be right back.
Let's go. Thank you. Thank you.
Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection livecast, at metalinjection.net/livecast.
All right, we're back.
I can't believe how professional everyone is acting today. It's just
it's weird.
I cannot believe it.
What's the common denominator? Like,
there's no weed.
That's definitely a big part of it.
I was gonna say Rob, but that probably is it. Actually,
actually, no. I do have weed, and I haven't really smoked it yet.
This is what we should do every week, because I'm not anti-weed in the slightest. I was a pothead for a decade, but we should do it after the show.
You started smoking weed when you were 10 years old?
No, I started when I was probably...
And you only did it after the show?
Hmm?
What?
What? I don't
know. When you were 14, you did it after your podcast.
Yeah.
Right, the podcast that I used to do in 1988.
Right, but it was about NASCAR.
What?
I don't know what that means, but it's fine.
You're a big Richard Petty fan.
All right, Thrasher to Trasher time. But here's the thing. We don't have the Thrasher to Trasher intro. So what we're going to do is simulate it live on the air. So this may be a little rough, a little bit of a rough cut.
You didn't have to tell them that.
They wouldn't have known.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, they wouldn't have known.
Cue me, okay?
Yeah, and me too.
This is already like too hard. Can I get some weed?
Pay attention now. Get off the Twitter.
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it. Oh, sorry, I think I skipped it.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it or...
No, you messed it up.
What?
No, she was supposed to say it, then
you say the whole thing.
No, but I thought we were reversing that thing.
Reversing.
Start it again.
You're going to tell him.
I didn't know. Hold on.
Yeah, you call the...
Trash it. Start it again.
Okay, Darren, can you just point to whoever?
Yeah.
After the robot
be
one.
The conductor.
After the robot thing.
He's
I
a maestro.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
And thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. All right. I thought that went pretty well.
I thrashed that.
Now, if we keep in line with our other thrash or trash it, that means we have to do that about 8 times.
Oh, yep. Jesus Christ. Shinobi says that was very professional.
Wait, we have to do what 8 times?
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
One thing wrong with that. Noah doesn't get to say thrash it or trash it.
That's right. Oh, well, whatever.
Who cares? I'm a girl.
So, Sid, before we do this, you said you want to do...
I'd like for you to explain to me what exactly meat holes are.
Oh, what?
All right.
Did you find that in Rob's closet?
No, actually,
you didn't tell me where I found it.
Play the
Can
sound.
You get that at Domino's?
Soon, coming
okay,
soon.
Okay, thank you.
Meat hole lover's pizza. Yeah. No, I bring my laptop to play the sound effects, and... To play the thrash to trash it, I'm not doing that again, by the way. I opened the CD slot, and inside was already a DVD of Meat Holes. And Sid happened to catch me pulling the porn out of my laptop.
Oh,
Meat
Holes.
But I don't want to tell our listeners to go look it up unless you're over 18, because it's really, really dirty.
What is it?
It's like gonzo porn. It's like there's no story to it or anything.
The Muppets are in the porn?
No. Gonzo is a term for like when you're when you just take a camera and point it at the sex rather than
there's no story.
Yeah, yeah. So this is basically
I thought it was a Muppet.
It's just getting girls like to do really
oh.
disgusting things. Like it's like really rough sex.
Darren just loves women being humiliated. I think that's why he likes doing this podcast so much.
No, I don't. I like
why? Because he can humiliate you.
Oh, shit!
She called you a woman.
I like it in I like it in porn. I don't like it in real life.
And the butt.
All right, so thrash it or trash it.
Oh,
wait, what are we doing?
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexually.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it. All right, now.
Wait, before.
Can I tell you I touch my nipple every time I do that? Just for added pleasure.
Same one?
All right, what do we have?
No, I was going to say that we have a request. Thrash it or trash it.
There is a dog in
Brooklyn, New York. They're in Brooklyn, New York right here.
Let's just say who
we will see you at Lauterbach's next
first,
month, I
before
promise.
Saying who it is, let me point out to you that my computer sounds aren't playing.
Your computer sound is on. You might have disconnected it.
Nope.
This band's been on Howard Stern.
Yeah, he loves them.
I think we're treading on
I'm playing sound right
ground
now.
That's been... Credited on.
Okay. Well, there may not be a trash or trash segment after all.
Why?
Because I can't play sound from my computer.
Well, we have another computer.
Okay, let's do that. Let me see. Here, I'm going to play the audio CD.
I think
now.
Noah just said that sexually, by the way.
This band, by the way, is called...
No, we're not doing that band. We're doing the band that Josh fucking Groban requested.
Okay.
The world's first ever animal-fronted band.
But I was going to save that for the grand finale. It's so funny. But it's all right. Now you ruined
Good
it.
Job.
So please.
Hooray for Noah.
I'm just kidding. Please.
That's why we should have a meeting during the breaks instead of talking about, I don't know, the Mets or whatever you guys talk about.
What?
What?
I talked about the Mets.
How dare
you
play Twister. That's totally different.
Good way to start the meeting, Noah. That was excellent
yeah.
idea.
I thought
it's everyone else's fault, but
this
yours.
This is the off-air meeting, isn't it?
All right. Is it? I don't know. Oh, we're on the air? Oh, shit.
I thought your computer wasn't working, so that means that we wouldn't be on air.
Just play this parakeet-fronted band or whatever it is.
All right. Caninus.
Yes.
Oh, are we really doing this?
It might be caninus.
Oh.
It might be caninus, though.
It looks
right?
like I would say caninus.
Cat anus.
Cat anus, yeah.
Yes.
I like that. I like that band, actually. Oh.
What happened to Canonist? We're not playing that.
Canonist.
Let's hear it.
Wait, which one should I play, though?
What song?
You should play Brindle Is As Brindle Does.
Okay. Is there a dog getting raped in this? Like the screeching one?
Drums by Michael Bay.
Let's scroll down. Let's see more of this MySpace page while we listen to the rock.
Oh, wait, no. Is it going to the next one? Okay, they only get one.
Victim in Pain is a Agnostic Front song, I believe.
Oh, is that a cover?
Yes, yeah. Can we hear Victim in Pain?
Can we hear that, please?
Sure.
Would we even recognize the original, though? Yeah.
Oh, this sounds exactly like Victim in Pain Diagnostic Front.
I thrash it.
Yeah, just for the concept, you know?
Great.
I mean, the funny thing is that, you know, a lot of legit death metal bands, you know, they sound exactly like a dog growling anyway.
Yeah.
But the album is called Pepperonis Are Bullshit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Where does it say that?
Wait, we're not supposed to play more than one song.
Oh,
they're short.
Sorry. Yeah, they're like 33 seconds.
Can we look at some pictures?
Yeah.
They're like Napalm Death with a dog singing.
I guess I would thrash it, but I'm not really sure what the name of the game is, so.
Well, the dogs are cute.
Thrashing works.
Look how cute these dogs are.
Are those the actual dogs that sing, though?
That person has no face.
The middle one?
On that photo.
Is that a man or a woman? I can't tell.
I think it's a girl.
There's a guy just...
If anyone wanted to know where to see photos, they would probably call us at...
646-929-1357?
Yep.
Whoa, Sid remembers shit.
And I am a sister on my live casts.
Yes. Camel Toe of Doom, if you've got more to say for yourself.
Wait, so what do we think of this?
I'll thrash it, just because it's funny.
Thrash it.
I'm going to thrash it because the dogs are cute.
I'm thrashing it. The dogs are
first of all, those dogs are not cute.
One of them is. The one on the right.
They look murderous.
Probably.
That's cute.
I mean, if that was really? A real band, it would suck, but the fact that the dog is singing, it's funny. Yeah.
I appreciate that joke.
All right.
Also, the dog used to be in Symphony X.
How do you feel about that, Noah?
Oh, wow, I just got that. That was mean. Mike Romeo does not look like a dog.
She knows the name of the guy. That's just absurd.
All right, you want to read the name of the next thing?
Well, aren't we going to play the intro for this
segment? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Okay, so this next band is...
I think it's the cutest baby head ever.
I think that might be the name of the album.
I'll put my pants back on.
Yeah, it's called...
Oh, it's a baby head.
What is it?
Babyhead is the best head to get.
Well,
it really is. It's illegal. It's only
it's a delicacy.
But you mean while the girl's still pregnant, right?
Sure.
No, that is not. That's not the way I took it.
Go to the Philippines and fuck some baby mouth.
Jesus. Are we off? Are we banned from the internet yet?
It's legal there. If I was in the Philippines, I would fuck a baby mouth. If I was in Amsterdam, I'd fuck a hooker. This is
why
wrong. I'm a citizen of the world.
What would you do in Greenland?
If I was in Greenland, I would
fuck a baby.
A goat?
You motherfucker.
I'd fuck a goat. I don't know. An elk?
That's not what they do.
I'd dry hump an elk.
A ram. You would ram a ram.
Sure, yeah. If it was shaved down there.
Listen, the moral of the story this week, when in Rome, fuck a baby.
Yeah, right in the mouth. Fuck a baby right in the mouth. That's the name of this episode. Fuck a baby right in its mouth.
That's actually what Meatholes is. I don't know if you saw him.
Well, only that's Meatholes 4.
Oh, right.
That was without Bill Murray.
That was... I think all you and I got that joke, but it's okay.
That's okay. That's fine.
All right. So did you figure out the name of it?
It's Panoply.
Panoply.
Panoply? Why is that?
Why can't it be Panoply?
Because that's a real word.
It is? What
I
is it
actually Nagelfar?
It's like a choice, like a wide, like a smorgasbord is a panoply.
Oh, wow. You're so smart, Darren.
Does it have anything to do with drywall?
No.
Just checking.
Oh, because.
You could have a panoply of drywall.
Right. I've got some drywalls.
All right, so what's...
I had a panoply and it burned.
The song titles are not that impressive, like, I don't know.
Okay, let's play...
Read them all.
Okay, no, we're going to play Cosmic Rips. I hope it's about farts.
Farts in space. Oh, it looks...
Sounds like it's played through like a MIDI keyboard. I don't like it.
You gotta wait till the chorus.
Yeah.
If there is one.
But aren't we supposed to give them like 30 seconds?
I don't like that rule.
When do the dogs come in? I'm kind of thrown off already.
I hope dogs come in, because anything's better than this.
Canada should do a Christmas album, so we can get a metal version of the dogs barking jingle bells.
Wait, this changed. Let's see what's going on here.
This is like The Residents if they were a metal band.
Not really.
Is there any lyrics sheet there?
Yeah.
Let me see that. This is really hurting my ears.
Sounds like Marilyn Manson or whatever.
Sounds like just one part of a Marilyn Manson song.
Yeah.
But they only learned, like, the first third, and they just repeat that.
This is the one song that doesn't have the... oh, no, here it is. Oh, this is terrible.
What are they... give me a sample.
What's the song about?
Oh, I don't know. Pause it for a second.
Is it about the Boston Tea Party?
Oh, that feels so good.
I know.
It's like when you hit yourself with a hammer for an hour and a half and you stop... All right.
Is that too?
Is that on one of those porns you watch?
No, that's Meat Hole 7.
Yeah.
All right. Always off rethinking, never good at faking, never liking making, sleeping, never waking.
English is a second language.
Listen, my question is, all right, I like that there's a rhyme thing going on and there's wordplay, but then the way the vocals are, you'd never even know that. So why even bother?
I have a question.
Yes.
Girl that slept with Sid write those lyrics?
Why?
Oh, damn.
What were the lyrics? Read them again. I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't really
always
that.
Off rethinking, never good at faking.
Oh.
Yeah, never, they don't have to fake with me.
He doesn't care what they think.
Yeah.
Have you learned that by now?
Yeah.
That's what a real man does.
Doesn't care. A real man does not care about you.
No, but I'm really, really good at eating pussy. They don't have to fake.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're really, really good at faking it.
Every girl I've ever been with got together and decided to lie to me.
Or maybe they all felt sorry for you.
Yeah.
They wanted to make you feel good.
Trust me, if anybody's being...
what?
No, I was going to disparage every girl I've ever been with, but that's probably not a good idea. So
they're not listening.
Yeah, well.
Do they live in Rockford, Illinois? Then you're fine.
No, only you get women in Rockford, Illinois somehow.
Damn.
You made it happen.
Didn't you say you just got laid?
Yeah, twice in the week. First by two different girls.
Right.
So that's the first
that's
time.
The key.
First time you ever had two girls in a week?
Yep.
Wow. You pulled her feet off?
Hold on.
That's a meat hole's eight.
Just to clarify, you did or did not go to Amsterdam?
Did not.
Okay.
So I did not have to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
That wouldn't count.
No, I just wanted the listeners to, you know.
So
I thought it was something I should do.
Good job, Sid.
Thank you.
Are we gonna discuss this further?
Well, we've got 9 minutes.
All right. I'm
never
sorry.
Mind.
All right.
Economical with our time.
So, what are we saying about this? I say trash.
Thrash it.
Really? You're fucking around now. Tell the truth.
Thrash it.
Based on what do you thrash it?
He's a contrarian.
I liked it.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
No, I'm disqualifying you because you lied.
What?
You got a big smile on your face. You're full of shit. No one could possibly like that garbage. Wait, you know we're not talking about canonists anymore, right?
What if I told you I wrote the song?
I think you'd lie.
Okay.
You clearly have all your mental...
Are you in the band Panoply?
It's actually Panoply. So,
I can't stop putting my own name in bands.
All right, so let's move on to the next band.
Okay, sorry.
And I like that they sent us their album, but it's like there's no sticker on the actual CD or anything.
Yeah.
Nothing written with a Sharpie or anything to indicate what their name is.
Oh.
And
is it from this
let's
thing?
Let's see.
Well, and their logo is also like illegible.
Oh, then they're real
maybe
metal.
That's the name of the band, illegible.
Wow.
Can I try it?
Yep. I think it's Third Eye Blind, but wrong. You tell me.
Oh, this is the name of the album, right? His Infernal Smile. Is
yeah.
That's the album. Right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it looks like a D, A.
Can you just play track 3?
Darkness?
Black Dick in Darren's Mouth? Because I think that's the best one.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
They mean the other Darren.
You know what you should do? Take a twit pic of this, put it online, and see if anyone can figure out what
yeah,
it
sure.
says.
Let's do it.
That was Darren Dreyfurt.
And meanwhile, play the song.
Which track am I playing?
Let's see. What.
Can you just take
read
a photo?
Read them off.
Two or three.
They'll read them off.
We've got Above Death, uh-huh. His Infernal Smile, Black Darker Than Death, Blood Angel,
no.
And
Black Darker Than Death.
A Lord of the Depths.
You don't think we
no.
should play the title track?
That's a Burzum cover at the end there.
That's
no.
Probably
yeah, play track two. It's the title track.
That's probably the one they're proud of the most, you know. We'll play two this time, all right? We'll be
all
real
right.
fair.
Some Camel Toe of Doom says they are called Torch of Darkness.
Torch of Dark, and they
really?
Know this already? From just what?
You know what, that actually does make sense with the way this
I like that it sounds like static.
I don't see anything but darkness. Like, the rest of it looks just like, alright, let's hear this.
It sounds like what happens when my TV is not connected to the antenna.
No, it sounds like it's recorded on a tape.
I don't know. I keep putting my ear closer to the microphone. Like, that's going to help. I don't know why I keep doing that. It's like three times.
Lonnie's old-fashioned. It's like an old man that tries to dial a push-button phone. No, turn it over. Put on side two.
Is there lightning
what
outside?
What are these touchstone phones?
What's the deal with that?
I heard that if you rub it, like, against...
Oh, hey!
No, you know what I mean.
What did you hear?
I heard that...
You can still make babies that way.
No, if you, like, rub it against...
Trash
a carpet,
it.
Like the Nintendo cartridges, it might work.
There you do.
And you blow them. Yeah.
What do you mean by carpet?
Can you demonstrate
trash
on me?
Trash it.
Yeah.
I'm trash. Make this louder. Nobody can hear you.
Oh, this is terrible.
I think I hear someone laughing in the background of the song.
It's so bad, yeah.
It's Rob. Alright, I can't.
Camel Toe of Doom is on their MySpace, and he says, their MySpace says, demo is now available for purchase. First 30 hand numbered in blood.
Whose blood do you get?
Does that blood
the
have
dog from Canonist.
It's the blood from your ears from listening to this. Is anyone like this at all?
I don't even like it. Trash it.
I don't like it.
Put on trash the let's be fair. Put on the track that Noah wants to put on. Cause maybe that's the good one.
Yeah.
And Lonnie.
No.
And Lonnie.
It's not going to make a difference.
I know, but.
Yeah, they all sound like shit.
This song is missing Zach Wilde's pitch harmonic.
Over it.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Did Rob call in?
Yeah, he just called in just to say that, and he hung up.
Over it. What, Rob? What do you think of being heterosexual?
Rob?
Over thank you.
It.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, ask me that question again.
Rob, what do you think of being heterosexual?
That sucks.
Come on, don't get discouraged.
No, this is really awful. This is like, is this a signed band?
Oh, well, no, if they're selling their demo, then I'm assuming no.
They should be assigned to staying home and never playing music.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, turn this off. I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah.
Here,
and it's off.
Take this. I'll keep the note, though. They sent us this CD.
With the poem.
It has a handwritten note, like their press kit is handwritten in marker.
Oh, my God.
So here's what... Well, no, actually, there is somewhat of a press kit.
Right, but they wrote on the back.
They wrote a special note.
I don't even know how to open this. Oh, no, wait, I got it.
It says, hi there.
Really?
Would you be interested in reviewing our CD? We are a DIY stoner doom band from the U.S. UK, I guess.
Right.
And we play a mix of rock, stoner, sludge, doom, and a little blues every now and then. We're currently writing for a full-length album and gigging across the UK.
Except they were too stoned to finish.
Cheers, Chris. The name of the band is Trippy Wicked and the Cosmic Children of the Nights with a K.
Hang them high.
I'll read their bio.
Uh-oh.
Trippy Wicked formed in January 06 and over the following 2 years experienced many lineup changes. That's a shock. It's all boring shit when they release their album, whatever. There's nothing interesting. So, for fans of Sabbath, Soundgarden, Clutch, Church of Misery, Electric Wizard, and Blues Rock. All right, so this is Trippy Wicked. Let's give it a fair listen. Go. Shoot.
It's still loading.
Oh, all right. No.
Let's...
Okay, all right. Which song am I playing?
Sea Shanty. That sounds good.
Shanty.
Does that sound like Ailstorm or something?
Okay.
What?
That's great.
There we go.
That's all right so far. The vocals tend to ruin these songs even in my experience.
Sounds just like Soundgarden.
Sort of does.
The bass player, by the way, his name is Dickie King. Squat.
That was my name in high school.
No, that was actually Dickie Queen. I don't know why you heard of him.
Because I was in Queens. Ooh, Ozzy Osbourne-ish.
I like it.
It's good for what it is, I feel.
So you don't know it's kind of good.
No, I mean, I like Early Man and stuff like that. Come on, Stoner Rock.
I'm going to trash it.
Okay. Can you at least give a justification?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay.
What don't you like about it?
I didn't like that guy's douchey voice.
Fair enough.
Sounded like Ozzy.
Yeah.
Not really.
No, he doesn't.
He's like a low-rent Ozzy.
Yeah.
I like the band a lot.
No, but I can understand what this guy is saying a little bit.
You don't want to understand it?
No.
You can understand Ozzy when he sings, you just can't understand him when he talks.
Shot in the Dark. He says that in a
song.
I don't remember the name of the song, but he says Shot in the Dark in one of his songs.
This guy?
Yes.
Dickie King.
King of the Dicks.
All right, well, we're out of time, unfortunately.
Boo. Trash it.
We were going to recap what songs we trashed and didn't, but we don't really have time to do that now, so... yeah.
So we're going to close out the show.
Mm-hmm. And we should thank everyone that participated, Lonnie especially.
Jesus.
Thank you for sitting in. No, not Jesus. Fuck him, because where is he?
Oh.
He didn't say one word on this show.
I'd like to thank Zach Beats.
Zach Beats.
Yep.
And the Zach Beats hotline.
Shinobi.
Shinobi called in. Thank you very much. Tooth Ganesha, we couldn't get you on the air. We know you called in.
No, that was Zach Beats.
It was Zach Beats. Also, Josh fucking Groban for suggesting
Canonist. And Rob for not being here. He actually made the show run really smoothly.
Great.
Can I thank someone?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to thank Ron Artest.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, why don't we close out the show and play that for
Yeah, let's play that one more time.
I missed it. Thanks. See you next week.
We love you guys.
Yo, yo. On some real shit. I missed it. Thanks. See you next week.
We love you guys. We love you.
Yo. Missed it. Thanks. See you next week. Thanks. See you next week. Straight weeks. I have to go to the bathroom.
You want to take a music break? Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. We've been off for 2 straight weeks, and now we're back live. Well, almost all of us. The lovely Noah's here.
Only the important ones.
Noah's here, Sid's here, our good friend Lonnie's here.
What's up?
Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. We've been off for 2 straight weeks. And now we're back live. Well, almost all of us. The lovely Noah's here.
Only the important ones.
Noah's here, Sid's here, our good friend Lonnie's here.
What's up?
The man who married a woman from Rockford, Illinois.
And he's wearing his Rockford t-shirt today to
Rockford
represent.
Ice Hogs.
Correct. Yeah, get it straight.
Sorry, whatever. Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. We've been off for 2 straight weeks, and now we're back live. Well, almost all of us. The lovely Noah's here.
Only the important ones.
Noah's here, Sid's here, our good friend Lonnie's here.
What's up?
The man who married a woman from Rockford, Illinois.
And he's wearing his Rockford t-shirt today to
Rockford
represent.
Ice Hog.
Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. We've been off for 2 straight weeks. Right.
When I apply to jobs.
Okay. So
that could just be a show now.
Your job at a fat camp.
Yeah. She could have a reality show where all she does is walk down the streets and be like, oh, yeah, hey, what's... Because then, I don't know, that, because that's illegal.
Would you be...
But there's no difference.
It's like the when in Rome kind of thing, when in Amsterdam.
Yeah, remember that time when we... Yo, on some real shit, Robert stay in Europe. Yo, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude, but we've been talking and I don't know, maybe you should like find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robert stay in Europe. Only please miss your flight, you know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. Don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. When no one can tell you're high, you know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. Don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early, not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, so furry. Looking like Bert at a love shower with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Oops. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. All right, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants, I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie, so don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit, so don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, y'all, don't come back. Stop, everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shrooms, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke, and it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, passing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here's missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm gifting you, y'all. Robin, 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 stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know you make us invalid.